have a question for you. I've had clients in the past and we've had frank discussions. One of the times that I talked to people about this was we were talking about jewelry, not jewelry that had been in their family, but jewelry from a previous marriage. And the question is, when is it time to let that jewelry go?
That's a good question. It's also, when is it time to let anything go? If you're not wearing it, if you're not using it. I mean, what's your take on it?
Well, I think sometimes that they think because they have children that they may want to hold on to something, that the children may want it. And if the children are young and it's not time to have that discussion, I get that. But a lot of the times it's things that were bought for non-historical marker occasions, something, you know, just bought on impulse on vacation. And that's when I tell them maybe it's time to let that go or repurpose that item. I think there is something to be said for letting go of things that don't remind you of the good times.
Oh, yeah.
And just get rid of the guilt and the shame that maybe, you know, went with the occasion or went with the purchase and just let it all go.
It's just stuff. Okay. Now, and it's like some things are sentimental. Keep them. Some things mean something to you. Keep them. But enjoy them and wear them. Don't forget to wear them. But if you're not wearing them and you're saving them for a gift, think about that gift because it's from the 70s and you're going to give it to a kid that's going to be doing, you know, 2025,
well,
it's like if they're not going to mix.
And you know what, John? I have that conversation all the time, and people think that just because they put a lot of money into something that somebody's going to want it, and if it's not right in terms of style or au courant, kids don't want it.
Oh, no kidding. I get that all the time. My kids don't want this. What do I do with it? Let's break it down, make something else.
Right.
Or if it's a name piece, we can turn around and sell it on the open market and you can buy something else with what, you know, you have. So it's repurposing, reusing, and getting rid of stuff that you don't need
anymore. And sometimes reselling. And you know what, John? I'm guilty of this. I'll have put a lot of money into something and maybe have worn it for a period of time. And then I put it aside. And every time I go back to pick it up, never happens. I've already replaced it with something that I want to wear, and yet I keep holding on to it and not repurposing it.
Now, why is that?
I don't know. I wish I did know.
It's probably because you threw a lot of money at it.
Probably that's what it is. I keep trying to figure out how to make it into something else without spending a bunch of money. And use parts of it, and then I'm going to end up with what I call the mediocre marriage. Instead of just starting from the beginning.
Right.
And, you know, repurposing every element of it, I have a tendency to, I guess, hang on a bit too long.
Let's take this and make something out of it. Like, I just did a ring, and I made earrings out of it. And it's on a rare occasion when it works.
Yes.
I mean, extremely rare.
Right. No, and I get it. And I had a client the other day, and she had a pair of earrings that she had put into a chain bracelet. Oh, my God. It was awful.
It was obvious.
She never wore it. She not only, you know, put the earrings and soldered them into this chain bracelet, but it was something she never ended up wearing anyway. So I think that's what we have to remind people, that it's okay. I've made a mistake. I've bought a dress thinking it was going to be great. That wasn't. I've bought a purse. I've bought a piece of furniture. And I think we can all forgive ourselves and say, hey, we did the best we could. We liked it at the time and thought it was good. And maybe like the dress that you wore one time, you won't wear it again. And maybe jewelry is like that too.
Maybe it's just time to give it up.